So Josh here from Miller's Radio, here with not only the man of the match, but realistically the man of the day. Two goals to his name. I'm here with Niall. So let's talk me through the two goals that you scored.
Well, the first one, I've just nipped it from the centre-back, got in behind, and then obviously on my right side, possibly some would say it's a little bit weaker, but I've kind of shaped up to hit it far post and probably sliced it, and the keeper's gone down very early and it's just kind of fooled him and rolled in near post, luckily for us. So, but I'm not going to complain about that. I mean, goal's a goal at the end of the day. I'm happy to get on the score sheet again, so it's all good.
And then the second one,
just kind of held my run whilst the long throw-in was coming in, because we were winning the first and then they were heading them back out, so I just held it on the edge of the box and then got my chest touch away and managed to hit it quite cleanly. And for the first time probably this season, it's not really got blocked or anything and fired straight into the corner. So very happy to get two goals today and to win the game.
So after that interruption from Jack, cheers mate. However, you weren't the only goal scorer today.
No.
Substitutions kind of changed the game. Chase down and got a goal back. We started to look a bit shaky, a bit of pressure on us. I just think the substitutions changed the game.
Well, I think the fact that we've got quite a large squad now and everyone can play in a variety of positions helps us in the way that we can bring fresh legs on, and everyone then will know what we're doing. Everyone knows their jobs, and it means that then we can catch people on the counter attack. I mean, probably this time last season we would have conceded there, as opposed to gone down the other end and got another goal. So I think it shows how far we've come in the last 12 months. And I mean, the mentality of the squad now, it's a great bunch of lads and we're all here for each other. So just going to crack on from here, really.
And it's not just substitutions that have changed the squad. Today we saw the return of Danny Elliott. I just think he shaped up in his first game back.
I think Danny did brilliant today, especially like putting the tackles in. I mean, I think we've obviously changed the middle of midfield a lot this season. We've interchanged. I mean, I've been in there, Eddie's been in there, Jake's been in there, Keno's been in there before he got injured. But I thought Danny came in today. I mean, did all the work that you expect from a centre midfield player in this league. And I mean, all credit to him. Did what he needed to do and fits into the team very nicely.
So going forward in the cup, we've got St Ives. Pushing on from this result, do you think we can have a bit of a run?
I mean, I don't see why we can't have a run in the league as well as the cup. I mean, from the performances we've put on, if we can do 90 minutes like we did today, then there's no reason that realistically we shouldn't have been in the top 10 already this season. I thought at least every single game we've gone at teams very well first half. And then there's always been a period in the second half where they've come at us, which is always going to happen. And just so far, we haven't dealt with it too well. But then, as you see, every single game that we play, we always finish the stronger. And, I mean, once luck's on our side, like it was a bit today, then that's how it's going to happen. I mean, they don't think that we should be scared of any team in this league. I think some of our best performances this season have been probably against some of the better teams. So there's no reason why we can't crack on from here in the league and the cup. And hopefully get a lot more results. I mean, at home at the moment, we're looking very, very good. I mean, a great performance against Witten the other week, and again today. So we'll just have to see how we crack on from here.
So, on a totally unrelated state to Carlton, and as a last question, because I asked Danny the same last question, and I lied to him a little bit because we were both looking through the Chuffing prison bars on the side of the bar, and I said, what's your England prediction? And he said 2-0 if we haven't scored yet. And I said, no, we definitely haven't scored, mate. He was like, sure, I can see people celebrating. And we walked in to see it was 1-0. What do you
I'm going to say 3 plus goals. I'm going to say 4-0. I'm going to go with, so we'll have to see who's closer.
Alright, I'll compare both of those. You can play rock, paper, scissors for it next week for pride. All right, cheers, Niall. I very much appreciate the interview. Great game.
Thank you. Cheers, thank you.